the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of our sinfulness. And sin, when we're convicted of our sin, it's always a big ouch. It hurts. Doesn't feel good at all. And so what we're going to do in this hour, we're going to look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit to the church today. And I can promise you, you'll have some ouches. There'll be some things probably said this morning that you're not familiar with, that you're not comfortable with, like the music that you just heard. But now, let me just pre-warn you that God has sung His song, and we're going to have to learn to sing the song with Him. And to sing the song with Him, it will cost you, there's a price to pay. And the first thing is that there's certain things that we have to change our attitude about. There's certain things that we've got to allow our hearts and our minds to change. And beginning this morning, for the rest of the week, that's all we'll talk about, is what we must enter into the reality of change. The Holy Spirit, according to our faith, according to what we believe, according to the magisterium of the church, the Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. Can we all agree on that?
Yes.
You remember yesterday we went down through, we believe in God, one God, the Father. That makes us very special, very unique, and it is. Then if we are that special and that unique, then God has presented to us a person in the flesh, God in the flesh, so that we could imitate Him. So we could imitate Him. Not Ronald Reagan or President George Bush or Omar Gaddafi or Daniel Ortega or Charlie Osborne, but we could imitate Him. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ established on this earth the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is established here in word and deed. Now, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, if we will listen to the Word of God, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to bring us into the reality of who He is so that we can change our minds. You've got to be willing to change to know God. And that change is just not today. It is an ongoing process. It is something that you must be willing to do as God reveals Himself. You must be willing to change. And sometimes change is very difficult. It is extremely hard. In fact, Jesus said not too many would be able to do it, to show you how very difficult it is. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life. What do we mean when we say Lord? What did we say Lord meant yesterday? Master. In other words, the Holy Spirit's the master of life. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no life. Without the Spirit of the living God, I don't care how handsome you are, good-looking you are, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care how much property you own. Without the ministry of God's Holy Spirit in your life, you're dead. Amen. There is no life. Amen. Metropolitan life is not life. See, all of the illusions that the world has thrown to us and made us believe that we can acquire life in this world, and they'll promise us things that last forever, and it's all a lie. I saw a little sign the other day that said, mufflers that last forever. I thought, I want to stop and see that muffler. No, I don't have a muffler. I think y'all thought I was fixing to get a muffler out, huh? I forgot my glasses this morning. Somebody let me borrow their glasses. You got some? Let me see. Yeah, there's a... Oh, man, look at... Woo! Hello, Platt! I mean, wow! Now, this brother right here, Fred, the first time I ever seen him was yesterday, and his glasses, he didn't know I was going to do this. So some of you, listen to how we'll think. Boy, that old boy, he sets up everything, don't he? That's the way our minds will think. I bet they prearranged this before they came in here so they could make this thing work. I'll give you another example. And I'm not picking on anybody, but yesterday at the beginning of the liturgy, we have a wonderful lady in our congregation that must be 80 years old if she's a day. And every time we strike up and bring in the drums and the kind of the exciting music, she leaves and she goes like this. She puts her fingers in her ears and she leaves. Yeah. Now, wonder what would happen if she could turn it around and instead of saying, "Wow, Father God, I thank you for these wonderful sensitive ears at 80 years old, because I know some people don't have ears at 80 years old, and here I sit with a pair of ears that can hear and get all bent out of shape over this loud music. Father God, you see the difference?" Can you imagine somebody going to heaven and it's got to be the way they want it? I'm going to run this ship. Folks, you are not going to run anything. You're not in charge of anything. You came here with nothing. You're leaving with nothing. And the ministry of the Holy Spirit, folks, there is not an ounce of difference between any of us. The only thing difference between us is our spirituality. Some of us have got a lot and some of us ain't got a drop. Now, it's okay on both ends if you're willing to change. Because I don't care if you got a lot, you still are going to learn more. Amen. And if you don't have any, you got to have a beginning to start. Amen. Amen. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason I can take these brothers' glasses and put them on. Yeah, there's not an ounce of difference between us, but maybe a few years. I'm older than he is. But his eyes, the way I can see through these things, his eyes are in bad shape, man. But can you begin to see that our lives, everything that we've ever tried in the world was never satisfying? The house wasn't big enough, or we didn't have enough houses, or it was too cold in the winter so we wanted to move south. It was too hot in the summer so we wanted to move north. I mean, we're never happy. You're like a yo-yo, yin, yin, yin. And you're always looking for that moment of joy, and it is sporadic, and only little teeny moments of it that you can really say I'm happy. And when you enter into the reality of the Holy Spirit, the life of God, you're always happy. I don't care what's going on. If the music's loud, it's okay. If it ain't loud enough, it's still okay. If the road's bumpy, it's all right. If the road is slick, it's all right. It doesn't really matter what it is, because this life is a temporary life, and the life that God's given me is one of peace. It's not situation and circumstances that brings me joy. It's the life of Almighty God through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit must be able to convict us of our sinfulness. If we're not willing to let it, we can never understand or know the God that made us. We believe in one God, the Father. The Father, He made me, and it says, apart from Him, we can do nothing. Apart from Him. So, I would really suggest to you this morning, as you start through your classes today, these teachers that are instructing here, they are spiritual teachers. And they'll say things that'll just wipe you out. Just know that that's the Holy Spirit digging at you. And if it should make you mad, just think about how happy you can be when a person makes you mad and you can rejoice in it. Hallelujah, Father, I just got mad, but I ain't going to be upset about it. I'm just going to praise God anyhow. I'm not going to let it bother me. See, in that, there's life. I don't usually do this this early in the game, but I'm going to read you a scripture because I think it's very important that you understand how important the Holy Spirit is. Listen to this. In the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, you may want to write this down because this is one of those scriptures that really bites everybody. I mean, it just bites you. Okay? And Jesus is talking, and we know that Jesus is whom? True God from true God. He is God, God from God, light from light. Now, this is God speaking, and who is He speaking to? If God is my Father, He is my Father, who is He talking to? He's talking to me. He's talking to me. And Jesus keeps always, He's saying, for those that have ears to hear, let them hear. He's talking to those that will allow their hearts not to be hard, but to be opened and hear the Word and receive it. And what it will do, it will immediately begin to destroy your position that you have acquired in this life through your flesh. Listen to this. It is the Spirit that gives life. Y'all ever heard that before? In our creed, we say the Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of
life.
Jesus says, it is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. Your flesh, folks, I don't care what it does, it is temporary and it has absolutely no eternal lasting life to it. It's out of here. The Bible says it's like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. And it looks like most of you have reached that age that you're getting real close to getting out of here. I mean, we're out of here time. And you know what you'll say? Well, I'm not going nowhere. Not me. And so you'll wake up dead in a goose one morning. Just dead. Your old flesh won't be able. The spirit that's allowing your flesh to walk around will be gone. And they'll have to haul it off and put it back in the dirt because it ain't got no place to go. And if they leave it out, it'll start stinking. Amen.
Amen.
The flesh has nothing to offer. I don't care how good you think it looks. It's a temporary situation. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, he says this, the word I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. So what we're going to begin to look at this week is the Word of God. It's the Word of God because we believe from our profession of faith that Jesus is God and the words that He spoke bring life if we will allow them to penetrate the hardness of our heart, the greed of our flesh, the selfishness, the arrogance, the pride of the flesh. It has nothing to offer. It's born to die. If we will allow the Word of God to penetrate, if we will allow ourselves to have metanoia, a change of mind and heart, we will experience God. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how long you've been in this, every day you have to be expected to grow. That's the reason this ministry, we start right at the very basic. We don't take nothing for granted. We start at the basic and we run as far as we have experienced. I can't teach you something that I've not I can't teach you something I've not experienced. I cannot teach you something that I don't know. So what I've experienced through the Word of God, I know that it works. It works first in my family. Very important. The Holy Spirit that ministers through me will minister first to Jerusalem. My family. Amen.
Yes.
Then it'll minister to others. Because after you have your family ministered to, people will start coming from all over the world to hear what you got. How do you hold your family together? I said, I don't. It's the job of the Holy Spirit. I just take on the life of Christ and treat my family the way He treated me. And I said, the Holy Spirit's at work. And I said, everything's hunky-dunk. I got four families living in one house. I'll tell you that over and over as we go along this week, because I'll have to see the pain on some of your faces. Oh, shoot. Can you imagine If you couldn't live with four families in one house, how in the world are you going to live in heaven with everybody? You ain't going to want to be there. If you have anything against anybody, if you say, I've got to have my space, they don't have no individual space up there. We don't even have any down here.
I thought we were supposed to get a man to.
It says, don't try to conform it to the mansions down here, brother. Because it says, the eye's not seen nor the ear heard as it entered into the hearts of men what he's prepared. In your wildest concepts, you can't even come close to thinking according to the scriptures. It's totally hidden from us. Because if we could see it, we wouldn't. None of us want to stay here any longer. We'd want to check out and we'd start doing things to get out of here. That's exactly the reason it's not been exposed. We wouldn't. You would be so heavenly minded, you'd be no earthly good at all. So now it's very important that you know this morning that the Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. Can we all say that? You're really excited about it too, aren't you? Holy Spirit, the Lord, and the gift. I mean, isn't that just like Catholics? We all get in a nice little room. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and the giver of life. Isn't that what we do? We've said it so much. Every Sunday for most all of our life. The Holy Spirit, the Lord, and the giver of life. It's the very heart of God. It's the inspiration. It's the excitement. It's the will. It's the delight of God, the Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus, remember when he told the disciples, it's expedient that I should go to the Father, for he will send in my name the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, the one that will come alongside, the one that will teach, the one that will instruct, the one that will encourage, the one that will cause you great pain in the flesh. The one that will convict you of your sins. The one that will come and lead. The Holy Spirit. If he doesn't come, you'll never know me. He said, it's better that I go. Because when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll reveal me to you. And it's the only way God can be revealed is through the Spirit, which is the Word. We're really going to get into the Word. You already got a feeling you're going to get into the Word, aren't you? I just hope y'all can sing tomorrow morning like you sang this morning. And you will. But it says, now listen, it says, this Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Wherever you find God, you're going to find Jesus. And wherever you find Jesus, you're going to find the Holy Spirit. Now let me add that a little bit farther. Wherever you find Charlie Osborne, you're supposed to find God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Why do you think we do this? Because I am an active representative, a walking, living, breathing temple of the Holy Spirit here on this earth, giving witness to the God that made me. And folks, I have found that there's nothing else worth doing. This is it. Anything else belongs to the flesh, and it don't do anything. I've had people say, well, you know, they're going to have golf courses in heaven. I said, no, no golf courses up there. Better get all you golf in down here, because there ain't none up there. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with golf, but it won't get you nowhere. I mean, all you get you is frustrated. You hook, you slice, and you miss the putt. And you work at it, and you work at it, and you perfect it, and you perfect it. And about the time you get the very best in the world, you're still making double bogeys. I saw Jack Nicklaus the other day make a 7 on a par 3 hole. The world's greatest golfer. Kafloop, right into the water. Throwed another one down, kafloop, right into the water. Was that, yeah. So, you know, no perfection. You cannot perfect the flesh. You can never get smart enough. Because about the time you get to be just absolutely brilliant, you'll die. I finally made it. I'm the most brilliant man. I'm Einstein. Bloop, the next thing you know, I'm dead. All right. It says, with the Father and the Son, with the Father and the Son, he, who is he? He is worshipped and... How many times have you ever taken time to worship and glorify the Holy Spirit? Huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever just stopped and said, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Father, Holy Spirit, for life. We thank you, Father, Holy Spirit, for bringing me into the revelation of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, come and fill my heart and kindle in me a fire. Set me ablaze that I might be responsible for taking you and your word to the uttermost ends of the world. Use me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Let me be your instrument, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, I worship you. Try that sometime. But hang on to something that's not movable. You know, get a telephone pole or something. Knock your socks off. You know, when it happened to me, I was driving my car. I had to pull off the road. I said, oh. I did. Can you imagine the revelation of God coming to you inside? Out of all the things that I had done, I told when I was a kid, if you get wealthy and you have a good education, you can go places. I went places, but it never satisfied me. I got to be mayor. I was a millionaire. Big business. Miserable. Drinking a fifth of whiskey a day and having to eat Valium to keep me from shaking. So I could play golf. Jesus come walking off in my life. I mean, just like in the twinkling of an eye. In a moment of time, Jesus became real to me. Do you know what? It just totally instantly delivered me from all the stuff that I was into because I didn't need it anymore. I wasn't looking to fulfill Charlie. God came and fulfilled me with himself. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I'd cried out to the Holy Spirit the night before. And I said, Holy Spirit, if you're real, if what these people are talking about, if it's for real, would you please give it to me? I woke up the next morning, I had it. Now, that took several hours for me to realize I had it because this old flesh is so dead, it takes a while for the Holy Spirit to say, well, you're not really dead now, you're alive. When the excitement of it, folks, never runs out. My excitement will run forever.
Amen.
14 years I've been into this. And they say, you know, you're worse now than you were when you first started. I said, give me another 14 years. One of the greatest moments, one of the greatest inspirations that I think I've ever had was to see an 80-year-old man at a prayer session just praising God and starting to cry. And I was a brand new baby Christian. Here this guy was ready to check out, and it was still good to him. And I thought, oh, God, you'll be with me till I check out of here. Oh, I ain't got to worry about giving up on you. I ain't got to worry about you leaving. I can still have you, Lord, when I'm so old I can't even move. I said, to still make a tear, Lord, as my heart is overcome by your joy, your wonder, your marvelous gift of life. Father God, thank you. I'll never have to give it up. I tell you what it'll do. It'll put you out to preaching. Can you imagine 800 million Catholics out preaching? We've been like this, you know. Think about this. When I got this 14 years ago, I started telling everybody I was a Catholic lay evangelist. And they said, a what? I'm a Catholic lay evangelist. What's that? I had one lady said, when did the Catholics get involved in this? I said, 2,000 years ago. I said, we've just been on a sabbatical. We've been doing our own thing for a while. I said, we've been playing golf. We've been moving from north to south and east to west and around. Look
looking for it, but now we finally got it.
Amen.
Amen. All right, now listen to this. This is what we believe. He has spoken through the prophets. Do we believe he's still speaking through them?
Yes.
Who are the prophets?
We are.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my. You mean God's going to use us? Oh, sorry, no good, alcoholic, murderous, adulterous, lying, cheating, feet like me. God could use something like me?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
You mean he could clean me up?
Yeah.
Set a fire in my heart? You know, this whole town knew me before I got this. The whole town. How many people here do we have from Pensacola? Raise your hand. I want you to notice what color they are. My white brothers and sisters won't come. Just my black brothers and sisters. In fact, the bishop, when he told me to open this school, none of the other parishes have me. The only parish that would have me was this parish.
Glory!
Rich people didn't want me. I would upset their apple cart. We want to leave everything just like it is. There is nothing just like it is to the flesh but Almighty God. God is the only thing that's permanent. Your flesh is temporary, and you can never set it just right. I don't care how hard you try. Amen. All right, now here comes the part that we're going to start digging a little bit. We're going to start scratching around. And you may get a little bit uncomfortable, all right? Because it says, we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic what?
Church.
Who is the church?
We are.
Now listen. Let me just give you some wisdom here. When you say we, you're including that person next to you, and that person next to you may say, don't you include me because I ain't having no part of this. So then who can you agree to get into this? Nobody but yourself. You're it. Remember we started out saying we believe in one God, and we believe that God is Jesus, and it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that God's revealed to who? To me. He can't reveal himself to nobody else for me but me. And I'm the only one alive today that can take the Holy Spirit in me and allow the Holy Spirit in me to give witness and honor and glory to God.
Amen.
You can't do it for me. My priest can't do it for me. My pope can't do it for me. My nuns can't do it for me. It's up to me.
Amen.
Now, when I get into it, I will assist them in their ministry. I will preach right along with them. Amen. When they line up to preach, I'm going to be right there preaching with them. If they'll let me. They hadn't all let me yet. They're getting a little bit better at it, though. So who is the church? Let's all say, I am a church. Say it again.
I am a church.
We are the body.
We are the body.
Now you are the body whether you like it or not. You belong to the body whether you like it or not. You belong to this whether you like it or not, because the minute you check out of here, who do you check in with? The Lord Jesus. You're going to check in with him whether you like it or not. He is the head of the church. He's the head of your church whether you ever accept it or not. So we are the whole world that's been made by him. You see how strong our faith has to be for us to believe this? For us to really get into this, we really got to believe that God made it.